Bob Chapman for another 5 minutes, and Chris Pinto, documentary filmmaker, is going to be joining us. Bob, again, what will it look like as the dollar dies? Sure, stuff's going to cost more from overseas. We don't really have a lot of industry left. If we have a depression, which we're going into here, we're not agrarian, we're not rural anymore, we're almost 90%, 89% urban. Most people in the country aren't self-sufficient. Globalization was meant to wreck everything, to consolidate it, but are the globalists doing too good a job wrecking their own system?
You might say that they are, but they expected that, and they're probably going to lose probably two-thirds or more of their wealth. They're willing to accept that in order to execute their world government. And they hold a lot of gold, incidentally. And so I think gold's going to come back into the picture monetarily. And there's been talk of that in relation to this new international trading unit that's going to be formed over, I would say, the next year and a half. And so I think that what it's going to do for the American and the world public, although I think America and Europe are going to suffer, and England are going to suffer the most, because they have had the higher standard of living that other people haven't had. In all areas, they do, to some extent, leverage their buying of property, whereas in the remainder of the world, most of the people pay cash for their property, especially residential property. And most Americans don't know that. And so I think that we're going to, over the next year and a half to two, maybe as long as 3 years, we're going to move up to unemployment between 35 and 50%. And that's going to serve as a catalyst for very bad times. And that's what's going to bring on violence. And that's why I talk about law enforcement. You better be on the right side. Because if you shoot an American citizen, you're going to die. Guaranteed. There's no way you can win. Not with 450 million.
Well, that's the thing, is the American people have been cowed, but once violence starts, there's nobody more vicious in history. I mean, foreign historians have written about this, and that old instinct's there. It's just going to be rampaging. And I'm not happy about that. I'm upset, because the globalists want to sit offshore and orchestrate all this from afar, while the police and military take the brunt of it. Let's talk to Ruth in Louisiana. Take a call for Bob Chapman. Ruth, go ahead.
I wanted to make sure that, and I'm trying to convince a friend of taking her stocks and bringing it into gold and silver shares or IRAs and that sort of thing. Is that a safe bet?
Well, let me say this, ma'am. I'm not going to tell you what I would do. But she certainly should diversify, and she should look at what's been performing. But I wouldn't put everything. I know Bob is himself all in gold from what he said, but I wouldn't put everything in one thing. But yes, if she'd invested in gold 7 years ago when I said it, she would have 3.5 times her wealth when everything else is flat or down. Bob Chapman?
Well, I think people should get out of the market. And if they don't want to be totally in gold and silver coins or in shares, they can go to the strongest currencies in the world right now. And you can buy, well, the best place to go is Canadian treasuries and Swiss franc treasuries if you don't want to be totally in gold.
So an index of things. We're talking about foreign currencies, Swiss, Canadian.
But
we're talking about gold, silver.
Only in the form of bonds. Only in the form of bonds. You don't want to get involved in the currency market. You don't want to get involved.
Because the bonds are like cash. The bonds are like gold.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not as good as gold, but it's second best.
Does that answer your question, Ruth?
Is that, you mean just bonds only in gold and silver? Or IRAs, or is that not a good bet?
Well, every situation is different. What you should do is email me.
Yep, theinternationalforecaster.com. Thank you, Ruth. And thank you, Bob. We'll see you next Friday. Happy birthday, Big 74.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I get emails a couple times a week. I see comments in the stories on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll have an article about doctors admitting the flu shots paralyzing and killing people, and there'll be a comment in there. Alex Jones says that a European death cult is running things. No, Alex Jones doesn't say that. Whether it's German elites, British elites, elites in the U.S., elites out of Israel, whether it's elites out of Japan, elites out of Russia, I just do the hard research. I read books they've written. I study what they're into. David Rockefeller, Ted Turner, just you name them. All these people, Tony Blair, Barack Obama, the Bushes from Skull and Bones, all those people, Francois Mitterrand, the head of the French arts, writes books about how he loves slave trade and slave children he rapes, and then he doesn't get in trouble, and then they're defending Polanski. The point is that I came into all this as kind of a libertarian Ron Paul type guy. Like a mainline Ron Paul person you'd see today. Now, that was seen as radical 14 years ago. But today it's not. But I'm still seen as a radical just because I've gone further down the rabbit hole. But I was in my hotel room watching History Channel Wednesday morning before the TV crew with Jesse Ventura came and picked me up. And I was watching a show about the Masons and watching a show about the Knights Templar. And they admitted Washington, D.C. is a big pentagram and a big square. And the Washington Monument is a phallus to energize power. And they had the Masons on there admitting it. I guess it's now time for all that to just come out. And I remember years ago, the three documentary films that we, by the way, sell discounted at Infowars.com, America's Beginnings, The New Atlantis, Secret Mysteries, and we sell all three of their new films. Well, one of them is very new, but they all go in order. I mean, these are incredibly high-quality films. But the point is that they are coming out now with a lot of this. And all I'm doing is going, well, Skull and Bones is a Germanic death cult, according to their own members that have leaked info. And one of their rituals has been videotaped. I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I videotaped a ritual where 1,000 old men were grinding their teeth and hyperventilating, watching the mock human sacrifice of a child. And like atheists are like, oh, Alex is crazy. He believes the devil's going to get us. Look, whether you believe the devil or not, these people do, is the point. There are crazy people who believe in this stuff. Whether you believe in it or not, the crazies believe it and follow it, is what I'm saying. And you look at Maurice Strong, the head of the UN Biological Diversity Forum, and when he had the big Davos, Switzerland meetings, and the meetings in 92 at the Rio de Janeiro UN summit, he said, we must destroy industrial society for Mother Nature and Gaia. And they're all into the occult. They're into a mystery religion. They're symbols of the pyramid and all these others and the all-seeing eye. I mean, this is real. These people run things. Look at every major world capital. It's obelisk and it's always the goddess over a war memorial for thousands of dead. That's the sacrifice to her. And this is in the literature. But I go to a city. I now know a lot of their language and it's gang sign everywhere. And I'm not saying it's Masons. Masons are a low-level grid of all this. When you talk about Masons, or you talk about Catholics, or you talk about Protestants, or you talk about Jews, when you get to the top of it, I mean, look at the Supreme Court building in Israel. Giant pyramids, all-seeing eyes, Masonic stuff everywhere. It's all the same. And it isn't Masonic. Masonic is one branch or brotherhood of this system. That's not saying our founding fathers were bad. A lot of them, more than half, were Masons. But George Washington wrote about bad groups in control of Masonry. And it goes back to the mystery schools in Egypt and the sacred symbols. And to them, it's white magic and black magic. So George Washington was a Christian, but he was also into all of this. And so was Solomon. I'm not here judging these people. I believe Solomon was good. I believe George Washington was good. It's a very complex issue. The, you know, the Mason down the street from you is not drinking blood out of goblets. But at the higher levels, this is, you find out, it's Lucifer, Albert Pike, and many other top Masons whose paintings hang in all their lodges. They state it is Lucifer they worship. And so we need to talk about this. We need to understand this. We need to know this. And the stuff Dan Brown puts out is purposefully distorted and twisted. It's disinfo to the world. So they're revealing their mystery religion, but still deceiving. And Chris Pinto, of course, put films out that a lot of the stuff that Dan Brown picked up on, but has distorted it. And so we've got Christian J. Pinto, who has, with David E. Bay, produced the award-winning documentary Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, was honored with the ScreenCraft Award for Best Documentary Feature at the New York Independent Film Festival in 2006, also winning Best Historical Documentary at the Los Angeles International Film Festival. That's big. The Pinto Bay Company, antiquities research firm, has also released Volume 2, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., which has become the official selection of the upcoming New York Los Angeles Film Festivals. And they've recently released a new film we're covering, The Phoenix, dealing with the dollar. We'll talk about that as well. Now, people will hear his occult interpretation from the experts, and they may have a different interpretation. That's because in true mystery schools, it's like Inuit or Eskimo art. You look at a totem pole from different angles, it's different animals. If all their symbols have at least three meanings and three faces, sometimes as many as 12, and that goes into sacred geometry. But joining us is Chris Pinto. Chris, thank you for coming on. Eye of the Phoenix is the third film. We have a reduced price, by the way, at InfoWars.com. If you want to get all three of the films together, you save a lot. But Eye of the Phoenix is the next one. And maybe we should pop one of the films in for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and play, you know, a few random areas, you know, in the background while Chris is talking so people can see the quality of these films. I mean, it's just amazing. Chris Pinto, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. It's great to be on the show again.
What did you think of that little five-minute rant as I laid that out?
I thought it was great. I thought you're making some great points there. We deal with this all the time. People who are uninformed of what these societies are doing, they often think when you tell them about their symbolism and whatnot, they'll say, oh, well, I don't believe in all of that, as though it's not going to affect them. And one of the things I tell people is it doesn't matter if you believe in it or not. The 6 million Jews who were killed in concentration camps during World War II, they may not have believed in Hitler's occultism, but they were definitely impacted by it. Their lives were changed dramatically because of what Hitler and the Nazis believed and what they were into. And they were totally into the mystery schools and occultism. And they were into the same kinds of practices that you expose out there in the Bohemian Grove in Northern California. And I had friends who have lived up there that I knew when I lived out in California. And they talked about how there are sometimes protests outside the Bohemian Grove. And there are all kinds of things. People are concerned about it in that part of the world, but it never makes the mainstream news. Nobody ever talks about it. Of course, because you've got people like, you know, George W. Bush and his dad going out there and Newt Gingrich and others. And so nobody wants to, you know, blow the whistle on these guys at a mainstream level. But they are deeply involved in, you know, deep, dark occultism. Even the name Bohemian Grove is specifically a reference to things that in the Old Testament, in the Bible, you know, when God is reproving the children of Israel for going into the groves and so on and worshiping idols. And
well, the grove is the naming is also the occult name of a conclave of warlocks and witches. It's also the name of a great meeting of occultists in many of their histories. Take Helmut Schmidt, German chancellor. He wrote a book, Men in Power is a Political Retrospective, where he said, we have our own groves where we do rituals, but my favorite place to do them is Bohemian Grove, where we set world policy for world government. This is written by him. This is a global network. And at the top of the German groups, Jewish groups, British groups, it doesn't matter. The Japanese are into this stuff. The Aztecs were into this. It is the same basic religion.
Yeah, it is. And as you said, it goes throughout all the major cultures of the world and a number of the minor cultures of the world. And that's what they're trying to draw upon. The whole concept of, you know, the religious tolerance movement, where they're trying to say that all religions are one and the same. Really what they're doing is they're applying the ancient mystery principles. If you study, for example, Eliphas Levi, who we talk about in our films, probably the most influential occultist of the last 200 years, influenced Albert Pike, Madame Blavatsky, Aleister Crowley, Manly P. Hall, and then the whole Scottish Rite Freemasonry. Many Masons don't realize that Albert Pike incorporated, you know, whole chapters of Levi's writings into his book Morals and Dogma. Well, Levi was a full-on Luciferian Satanist. He's the guy who designed the Baphomet image with the goat-headed god with the flame above his head.
Let's talk about him when we get back and the newest film, Eye of the Phoenix. Chris Pinto is our guest. Again, you can get all three of these amazing films at InfoWars.com. While you're ordering, pre-ordering, it ships next week. Fall of the Republic premieres October 21st at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back with Chris Pinto.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Chris Pinto is our guest. The elite of the planet worship Lucifer. And that's a fact. And they're now revealing a lot of this, even on mainstream television, but twisting it. Let's go back to Chris Pinto, the filmmaker. Chris, get into this individual who you're saying the last 200 years is one of the main progenitors of the rise of the Luciferian religion.
Yeah, Eliphas Levi. He's probably the most influential guy. And his symbols, his information, in fact, the famous quote from Albert Pike where he says, "Lucifer, is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not." He's quoting Eliphas Levi. If you look up any kind of satanic website anywhere, not that I recommend them, but they often use that inverted pentagram with the goat head on it. Okay, Levi was the one who designed that originally. Also, the Baphomet image of the goat-headed god with the flame above his head sitting cross-legged, that's a very common satanic symbol, also designed by Eliphas Levi. Well, Levi was somebody who, when you get on the other side of the revolutionary eras, as the American and French revolutions had happened, a lot of these guys that were into the occult, who in the mystery schools, they just kept things secret, and they handed down all of their information through the oral tradition. Once the revolutions broke out and it was no longer, you know, people were no longer being arrested if they were involved in occultism or witchcraft and this kind of thing because of the ideas of religious freedom that were being promoted and now legalized, a lot of these guys who, you know, were in the inner chambers of some secret conclave somewhere, they come out and they start publishing and writing what had been believed by these occult groups for centuries. And Levi was one of the first to do it. And he goes now, and the reason that he's so often imitated by the leaders now, you read the writings of Madame Blavatsky, her secret doctrine, she quotes Levi extensively. Albert Pike, same thing, infusing Levi's ideas into the Scottish Rite rituals that American presidents and judges and congressmen and so on, if you're a Scottish Rite Mason, you are going through rituals and ceremonies that have the writings and the ideas of Levi and Albert Pike interwoven in them. It's inescapable.
And so there's a change in Masonry in the last 200 years influenced by Levi.
Oh, yeah, dramatically, especially when you get into Scottish Rite Masonry. That's his big influence because Pike took so much of his work. I mean, Pike says in his writings, Albert Pike, and, you know, we've been there. We show you the inside of the Masonic House of the Temple in Washington, D.C. We got permission to go in there and film. We interviewed Dr. Brent Morris, who's like the head of, he's the managing editor for the Scottish Rite Journal, which is like the leading Masonic magazine. But they have an Albert Pike room down below with the death mask of Albert Pike and his pipes and all of his books and everything. They have Pike buried in the wall there in the temple. They have, when you walk in, the first thing you see is a big grand hall, and at the end of the hall, there's a staircase leading up to an altar, and there's a bust on the altar, and it's Albert Pike. The reason I say these things is because sometimes the Masons will try to marginalize him and say he's not that important because he has all these quotes pertaining to Lucifer. And it was Pike said that the entire purpose of Masonry is a continual progression toward the light, okay? And that's the big thing. They're always talking about light and going toward the light. And then Pike says in his writings, Lucifer, is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. So what they're leading their members toward, whether they know it or not, is ultimately toward the full-on worship of Lucifer.
And by the way, George Washington, as you know, before he died, spoke out against, as a lot of other senior Masons did. But you talk to low-level Masons, they're like, oh, my rituals have nothing to do with this. You can show them Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike. You can show them Manly P. Hall. These are the big grand Masons of the last 200 years, and they just won't look at it. They're in denial.
Yeah, they are. And what they've done is they used to give everybody, Alex, they would give them Pike's book, Morals and Dogma. Then they stopped doing that, I think, because it was just too controversial. Now they give the Masons another book called A Bridge to Light, okay, which is like a smaller book, and it's edited by some other modern Mason. But what they've done, the entire book, even A Bridge to Light, is just like the cliff notes of Albert Pike's writings. It's an abbreviation of his writings. And I think that is done possibly to deceive some of these Masons so that they don't think that they're being directly involved with Pike's Luciferianism, but there's no way around it. He is interwoven in Scottish Rite Masonry. And I've been to lodges, you know, I've visited lodges out in California and so on, where you walk inside. I confronted some Masons out in California out there, and they tried to get me to, you know, well, come down to the lodge and just visit us one day, and you'll see.
Stay there. I want to hear about what happened with this confrontation with Chris Pinto straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated.
I promised to do this when we're live on PrisonPlanet.tv, then we're going to go back to our guest.
To telling only lies.
I was mailed the Houston Post. They don't even have this newspaper anymore, I don't think. Flu shots defended, but growing number of elderly refusing vaccine. This is from May 5th, 1970. And then they had the big swine flu fear-mongering, broke out on a military base, killed some people. And that then they forced that inoculation on America, and a bunch of people died, so they had to stop. Growing number of elderly refusing vaccine, believing it causes health problems. Next week, I'm going to leave this on my desk. Maybe even Sunday, I'm going to read this on air. Houston health officials were faced Thursday night with more physician cancellations for swine flu vaccine and a growing number of elderly persons refusing to take their shots. But the Texas Department of Health resources announced earlier in Austin that statewide flu vaccine program would resume Monday, trying to force it on people. They're never stopping. It has been suspended following the deaths of several persons who have been given the vaccine. Federal scientists ruled out the vaccine as the cause of deaths, but then a few years later they admitted it. And we now have this happening again right now. And meanwhile, I have these articles where German military is refusing to take it. We've got swine flu fears grow as NHS staff, National Health Service staff in England, shun the vaccine. Going back to Chris Pinto, maker of the amazing trilogy of documentary films, the latest, Eye of the Phoenix. We have all three of the films together in a discount three-pack at InfoWars.com while you're there pre-ordering. Comes out next week, Fall of the Republic. Going back to Chris Pinto, continue making your points. You were talking about confronting the Masons, going down to their facility. And then we're going to play a Mason outside a Shriner event talking about Sweet Lucifer. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the point I was making really is about Pike, because one of the first things that you encounter whenever you confront Freemasons, they try to marginalize Albert Pike. But I was out in California, and these Masons invited me down to the lodge, and I said, okay, I'll come down for a day and let them show me around. But as soon as I got there, I walked in, and they had their ceremonial hall and these big double doors and whatnot, and right out front, there's this gigantic bronze bust of Albert Pike. And I just looked at him kind of innocently, and I said, hey, guys, what's the deal with Pike? Why is he so influential? And he said, well, he designed all the rituals and ceremonies of the Scottish Rite. And so this is why I say he's interwoven in Masonry. The Masons have fought for years to keep his statue there in Washington, D.C., and we show you the statue. In fact, when we were filming it, for Riddles in Stone, part two in the series, we were confronted by a police officer who turned out to be a Mason. And he was concerned why we were filming it. And thankfully, my guide there in Washington, D.C. was also a Washington, D.C. police officer, great guy. And he sort of interceded for me. But then we got into a big conversation with him, and he was trying to support and promote Albert Pike. The reason people in D.C. want that statue taken down is because Pike is one of the original founders of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, the founder, Confederate general. Now, let's expand on that. Here's a police officer, and I've been to the park. We videoed it as well for an upcoming film, close to the Supreme Court. It's a public park, and this Mason who's for freedom of speech, he's coming over trying to keep you from filming it. It's just unbelievable. The Masonry of George Washington clearly is very different from the Masonry we have today.
Yeah, that's what, Washington was, because what was happening from what I've been able to gather from the history there is you had the radicalized form of Masonry over in Europe involved with the French Revolution. And these guys were bloodthirsty.
The Jacobins.
The Jacobins were bloodthirsty, and they were into just slaughtering people.
And raping children and serious devil worship, Hellfire Club type stuff, or even worse. And go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They were just extremely radical, and Washington opposed them. He did not agree with what they were doing. And one of them, one of their ambassadors, Citizen Genet, we talk about him in part two, but Genet came over, and a lot of people don't realize these guys stirred up all kinds of, they were trying to have another revolution.
Yeah, let's be clear. Washington had people burning his effigy all over the country. The French Masons came in and tried to have, they wanted to change the days to 10 days a week. They wanted to break up families. It's the same crap called liberalism today, where it's unbelievable. People don't know what happened in France.
No, and they don't realize how You had different people. You had some people like Jefferson. Jefferson supported the French Revolution. Washington did not. There was a division among them. Jefferson had some pretty dark comments. When he heard about all the bloodletting, he said, well, it's better that every nation be reduced to a single Adam and Eve than that the French Revolution fail. So he tried to justify the bloodletting. But other founders, like Washington, simply did not approve of it. And at one point, this guy, Citizen Genet, stirred up a crowd in Philadelphia, and they tried to, because Washington would not support the French Revolution, and they tried to drag Washington out of his house to try and force him to support the French Revolution. And we give the quote from John Adams in the film, but these are parts of American history that have been lost, and they're not taught in our school book. But they're documented. You can find the letters in the Library of Congress. But these guys were radicals, and this was the whole reason for the Alien and Sedition Act. It was to put these guys down because they were trying to subvert the country. And it's the reason why Washington, in his farewell address, has said to the American people that we ought not to seek revolution as the continual solution to whatever problems we're facing with the government. That we couldn't have this ongoing series of...
Because in truth, the Luciferians wanted a violent revolution to destroy everything in their way, the family, religion, to make themselves the gods of a totally tyrannical world government based in the United States. And that's what your series exposes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they wanted. They wanted total chaos, the breaking down of every boundary. And it's why there are quotes, there are great quotes from Washington where he says, that any nation that casts off the rules of order and right that heaven itself has ordained cannot be expected to prosper. And the reason he's saying that is because he's responding to what was going on in France at the time, that they wanted to destroy everything, the family unit, the calendar, any kind of law and order. And
they tried it in France and killed close to 20% of the population. That isn't known. The Red Terror, Lenin said it was part two of what happened in France. The whole communist revolution, the Red Star. These people mean business.
Yeah, Hitler had said that his Nazi revolution was the exact counterpart of the French Revolution. It was in the French Revolution that they had launched the first depopulation program, where they literally broke out a map and went down to the different towns and regions in France and were determined that they were going to depopulate France so that the people who survived would be able to find work and get food and so on. And they had planned to kill like 9 million people. And then what happened was they were slaughtering people, and they only killed about 300,000 or so. But the bodies kept piling up, and they didn't know what to do with them. And I believe it's one of my theories that when Hitler came up with his final solution program, part of what the Nazis were doing was trying to find a fast, efficient way to kill people and dispose of the body.
Well, they said they were going to take over the planet and region by region depopulate, putting things in the water to sterilize it first, taking children, and they would die of a medical problem. This has all been declassified. That is what eco-science... That's what I want to bring up today, then, because we're talking about history. When you look at the environmentalists, the eugenicists, the Maurice Strongs, I know this is coming, and you're moving through history in your series. When you look at eco-science and the eugenicists, when you look at the 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment, we have this in my film Road to Tyranny. This you can get this at the UT at the UN website. We'll put that on screen, that devil snake thing. We're playing some of the video for radio listeners at PrisonPlanet.tv from one of his films, one of the latest films. But the issue is the eugenicist and the UN document 1996 says the ancient world kept down population with wars, famine, and human sacrifice. We must reinstitute human sacrifice in the capitals and make the bloodletting be part of society. I mean, this is official UN law, says they want temples and blood sacrifice. Now, that sounds insane. I'm not the insane one saying it. This is official UN policy. Can you talk about the modern people we're dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, because we constantly get questions from people who will ask about, the reality of concentration camps and depopulation programs and things like that, and are these things real and whatnot. And one of the things that I point to, I'll just say, look at what, UN representatives and guys who have written books on this, what they talk about. They admit that some 170 to 200 million people were slaughtered by corrupt governments just in the 20th century.
That's conservative if you count Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Lenin, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, and others. It's over 200 mil.
Yeah, and when you've got, and again, that is, again, I usually go with the conservative numbers to try and convince people.
Well, that's it. They always get control of a country, though, and just start killing.
Exactly. And I say to people, why do you think they're doing this? If there's no depopulation program, why are they killing 200 million people? They're doing it because it's part of an agenda. And it's a global agenda. I mean, I can't necessarily make all the connections in every country, but in some of the big ways, especially when you trace it from these radical groups, and these things are admitted, like going back to France for a minute, the French Revolution, all of this is admitted by Dr. James Billington in his book, Fire in the Minds of Men, that we quote in the series. Billington is not a conspiracy writer. He's the Librarian of Congress. He's as official an historian as you can get, and his book is quoted by President George W. Bush in 2005. And Bush admitted in his presidential speech, he says, "We have lit a fire as well, a fire in the minds of men. You know, it warms those who feel its power. It burns those who fight its progress." Think about those words from the President of the United States. You fight with the progress of this fire that we've set up, you're going to get burned. That's what he's saying. And he says, one day this untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of our world.
But instead, when you really look at the light they're bringing, it's a dark light. It's evil. It kills. It destroys. They openly state in all of these books and publications that they're going to eradicate the family and make us all slaves. But that's the freedom. It's the freedom for the elite to kill the unwashed, to kill the uninitiated, the profane. We are animals to be slaughtered at their pleasure. It's a giant party land, a giant world of raping, murder, death, slaughter for them and their black uniforms as they march forward.
Exactly. And you hit the nail right on the head. The way that they sell this to the population, it's just what Lenin did, what Hitler did, what communism has done in every country, is they go in and they pretend that they are going to represent the interests of the people. That's why they call it the People's Republic of China. You know, supposedly it's for the people, but it's not for the people at all. It's for the elitists. It's for the few, and they're going to turn the people into cattle and then start massacring those that, you know, that don't go along with their programs.
And notice now, there's no criticism of regimes that kill and torture their people unless it's Iran and they want to attack them. China's good. They light up the Empire State Building for the Chinese communist holiday. I mean, this is in our face.
Yeah, in fact, there's a group called Voice of the Martyrs that documents how, you know, Christians who are in China are persecuted even to this day. And there are still stories coming out of these just horrible tortures that happen to people who speak out against the government or speak out against the injustice that is done there. And yet we, you know, we never hear anything about this. So it's an ongoing issue. This is what the New World Order is about.
I want to play a clip. This is about 2 years old. And if you can really get a Mason to talk to you, a high level one, they'll explain, oh, I love God. I love Jesus. And Jesus and Lucifer are twin brothers. And he just starts talking about, I do love God. I love Lucifer. Sweet Lucifer. And the guy is in seething with, I mean, he's really having a religious moment. You know, like a Christian saying hallelujah and shaking, he's all Lucifer. Let's go ahead and play the Lucifer lover. Here it is.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Start it back over.
I'm a Christian.
Start over because the first second didn't play. Back up, he says, I am Lucifer. You know, they kind of cut it quick. He goes, I am Lucifer. What's your problem? Here it is.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the Internet.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're,
hey, what
you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually.
No, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay, tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
He's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
Working.
I've been working to help people.
What kind of work?
Okay. Get out of here.
See, this is what a Mason confesses, is that Lucifer is light.
Chris Pinto, I mean, and these lunatics are running everything.
Yeah, people don't realize, Alex, that that doctrine that he's describing there, he's, even though he sounds a little wacky, this is what the guys who are, you know, the inner core of the United Nations, this is what the guys who, you know, were controlling and manipulating FDR's administration, which we show in Eye of the Phoenix. This is what the Theosophists, the Theosophical Society, and the Freemasons, the Rosicrucians, the inner core, they all do the same thing. And Madame Blavatsky talked about it in her book, The Secret Doctrine. And she called it Demon Est Deus Inversus, the devil is God inverted. And this is what Dan Brown is promoting in this new book, The Lost.
You know, I meant to get into that, and we're not going to have time to take calls. I apologize. But the final segment, we'll get into Dan Brown, and we'll clearly got to get you back on, Chris Pinto. We carry the whole trilogy discounted at InfoWars.com. You definitely want to see it.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
Homeland Security is enlisting some unlikely new recruits to fight terrorism and help with other emergencies. The Girl Scouts.
The Department of Homeland Security calling on firefighters to take on a new role in the war on terror. The idea to be the eyes for the U.S. government when they're inside a home.
To force their unpopular agenda upon the planet. The controllers are racing to complete the construction of their police state control grid.
So number one, they can come in, the federal government can come in, inspect your house, and send you the bill. We're setting up a global warming Gestapo.
The more things spin out of control, the harder the hammer is going to come down by the federal government to keep everyone in control.
If you put all these signs together, it doesn't look good at all. To the extent we are a democracy, we're sort of a hairbreadth away from a police state.
Borrowing from tactics used in the past by communist, fascist, and other totalitarian regimes, every form of classical textbook tyranny is now being implemented in the West. The Republic is hanging by a thread.
All right. The last vessel. That's not the whole trailer. It just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The fifth and final trailer for Fall of the Republic. Pre-order it today, folks. It's shipping out next week on DVD and premiering at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. You know, I forgot that I was contacted by the directors of these great films I've had on many times about Dan Brown and his book that comes right out with how great the whole Luciferian system is, how it's the Bible is the secret law symbol, how the devil is God inverted, yin-yang, and how it's all good. They're just coming right out with it. And look, Chris, we got off into the history of it. It's such a big subject. I got to have you back the next few weeks to just do Dan Brown. And you guys have written a counter to it. But just briefly, in the few minutes we've got left, take us out with you've reviewed it. Tell us what's really going on with it.
Well, here's kind of here's how we got in touch with the book. Actually, a couple of weeks before the book was released, we had gotten a call from ABC's Nightline News, and they contacted us and they requested a copy of Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington D.C., which is part two. And we said, all right, why do you want it? And they said, well, we want to review it in conjunction with a story that we're doing on Dan Brown's new book, The Lost Symbol. Okay, now we hadn't read the book at that point, but so they're requesting a copy of one of our films in the series. Then we find an article from the Associated Press where Dan Brown is saying in the interview, or the Associated Press is saying, that his new book is based in part on an, quote, unfair anti-Masonic video, okay, that had been released. And so this led us to wonder, I mean, is this why Nightline is trying to get a copy of Riddles and Stone? Was that the unfair anti-Masonic video, so-called? And, of course, we know when we released that the Freemasons were not happy about it because we're interviewing a lot of their leaders, like some of their top leaders and apologists who try to go out and refute these conspiracy theories. And, you know, we're getting stories that Dan Brown was kind of working with these guys, and he's trying to present their viewpoint in his book. But he's talking about all the things that we talk about in the series. He talks about Sir Francis Bacon and the New Atlantis. He's talking about the architecture of Washington, D.C., and the Hermetic symbolism, and getting into all of the philosophies that we're...
And by the way, patriots have been talking about this for 100 years. Now they're just coming out with all of it, going, yeah, it's a big pentagram. I saw this in a documentary on History Channel this week. Look, we're going to go ahead and set you up for part two next week, if you can do it, Chris Pinto, because I want to just do Dan Brown and why they're now coming out with it. Are they trying to put the capstone on the pyramid? Is this their time for the revelation of the method? Folks, get the trilogy at Infowars.com and the Secure Online Shopping Cart and the new film, Fall of the Republic, coming out. Mr. Pinto, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Great job, crew. Retransmission jam-packed with key info starts now. I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Until then, God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.